Actor and director Kenan Ivory Wayans is one of the filmmakers who grew up watching Shaft and the other black action films of the 70s. Before Wayans created the TV comedy series In Living Color, he paid tribute to the blaxploitation era with his satire I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka. He wrote, directed, and starred in this comedy about a young man who returns home from the army to find his brother is dead.
Mom, exactly how did Junebug die? Mom...
She's really taking this pretty hard.
Well, is somebody gonna tell me what's going on?
Jack, not too long after you left, Junebug started hanging out with a bad crowd. I mean, he even started selling drugs, Jack. And then things really got bad when he...
Well, what?
He started wearing gold chains, Jack.
Oh, God, no.
It started out as just one or two. And it seemed like every time he'd get some money, he'd go and buy more gold chains. I mean, he was wearing hundreds of them, Jack, hundreds.
Not gold.
Yes, Jack, gold chains and medallions and rings and even his teeth, Jack. You can't imagine what it was like to kiss him. He took a picture just before he died. We put it on the mantle.
Junebug! How do you go to the bathroom with all this stuff on?
I spoke with Kenan Ivory Wayans in 1989 about his film I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
The basic story is about a character named Jack Spade, who is played by myself, who comes home from the army after 10 years and finds out his brother's been killed from an overdose of gold chains. And he decides to do something about it, and he rounds up all of his old heroes, and they go after Mr. Big, who's a big gold distributor in town.
I thought of this as an homage as much as it was a parody. I figured you must have seen a lot of the black exploitation films.
It was exactly that. I lived on those movies. They were, and that was what we did on the weekends. We went down to the theaters with a couple of dollars and saw like three movies and spent the day. So I got a chance to see all those films in their heyday.
One of the retired heroes who gets back into the action after your character says, "Help me find Mr. Big." This character says, "The people said I should retire, that I was too violent, that I was a bad image for the kids." Do you think that that's the rap that black exploitation films got, and do you think that that rap was deserved?
Well, that's the film that is the rap that they got. No, I don't think that it was the rap that they deserved. I think that the term became a blanket term, and it was used to describe almost every film that had a black cast. And what you have in any genre film is good and bad. An example is horror. You have Alfred Hitchcock, which is classic, and then you have Friday the 13th, Part 80, which is basically a formula picture that's slapped together with no real creative integrity designed to exploit an existing audience. And the same thing happened with films that depicted black life. They had the good ones and they had the bad ones. Shaft is not an exploitation movie. Shaft, as a matter of fact, was a monumental film. I mean, if you look at it, it was the first time a black man had been in a lead that displayed him with any aggression or any sexuality. Secondly, it was the first time that a black director had ever directed a major motion picture for a studio. That was Gordon Parks and MGM. It was also the first time that a black had ever won an Oscar for a score of a film, Isaac Hayes. So that was a great accomplishment. And when we look back, Shaft will be classified as an exploitation movie.
So you think in the attempt to get more positive role models, the opposite happened. There were no blacks on the screen for a long time.
Yeah, I think in the attempt to eliminate the negative, everybody overreacted, and as a result, abandoned the group of films that we had out there that represented us in a very good fashion.
Well, in your film, your character approaches all these former action heroes and brings them out of retirement. You literally did that to make the movie.
You went to
Isaac Hayes and to Jim Brown and to Bernie Casey and asked them to be in your movie. And I was wondering what kind of reactions you got from all of them, telling them that you were going to do this part parody, part homage to the movies that they were in.
Well, everybody who's in the film came on with the same enthusiasm about the movie that I had. They all thought it was funny and all looked at it as a chance to have fun making fun of themselves. There were those that I approached that didn't find it fun, didn't find it funny.
When you were taking the screenplay around trying to get it, get money to get it produced and everything, were there any suggestions that in order to really make back the money, you'd need to draw in a white audience too? In order to get a white audience, there'd have to be more white characters or a white sidekick or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That well, one of the suggestions was to have Anthony Michael Hall play my stepbrother and have him act black the entire film. And my response was, I have 60 real black people in the movie. Why have him in there acting black, you know?
Keenan Ivory and Wayans recorded in 1989.